Good morning. My name is Susan Marshall, and I am the program coordinator for the Heating Assistance Program in the state of Alaska. I'd like to welcome you to the public hearing for the LIHEAP Block Grant Plan. This is the plan that we submit to the federal government to receive federal funding for the Heating Assistance Program. Is there anybody on the line that has any comments or would like to make any testimony?
Hi, Susan. This is Nathan in Senator Hollis French's office. I was just listening in today. A constituent of ours had contacted Senator French. She had some concerns about potential cuts to the program. I'm not very familiar with it. Is there any way you could go into details about that or anything that might be upcoming?
Yes, I could, Nathan. Basically, we are seeing funding cuts both on the federal level and on the state level for our program. This call is particularly focused on the federal block grant and the federal funding. Mm-hmm. The LIHEAP program is open to sequestering, and at this point in time, we do not know what our budget will be for FY 2014. The Senate has submitted a proposal. The President has submitted a proposal. The House has not yet submitted a budget. If the program does not know what their funding level is on October 1st, we will still be okay because we do have state funding for the program and we are allowed to use that funding to cover the federal dollars. So constituents will be seeing benefits. We issue our first check on November 1st. Mm-hmm. And as a result of the cuts that we are seeing, the changes to this year's block grant plan consist of, we have eliminated our funding for weatherization, and we have reevaluated and updated our community heating points. And we believe that with making those changes, we will be able to still pay benefits to all the households that apply.
Okay. And will benefits be reduced or decreased or stay at the same level?
Benefits will be staying at the same level. We will be paying at the rate of $150 per point this coming season, and that is actually in regulation. When the legislature created the Alaska Affordable Heating Program, which is the state-funded program for higher-income individuals, they outlined how we were going to determine how much money we were paying for benefits each year. Mm-hmm. So the only way people may see a difference is if the community heating points in their community went up or down, and if they've had a change in residence or income.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying that. That's very useful information.
You're welcome. My pleasure. And Nathan, are you still on the line?
I am, yes. I'm not sure if I'm the only one, but...
Hi, Hollis French called in. Hi.
Oh, hey, Hollis.
Hi. The reg change for the change in the community heating points is out for public comment as well right now, and while I cannot take comments on this call regarding that, you may want to check the state website if you are interested in seeing exactly what that the point change entailed.
Sure, and who's this speaking? I'm sorry, I missed the first 30 seconds of the call.
Yes, this is Susan Marshall. I'm the program coordinator for the Heating Assistance Program.
Great, Susan. And are you with you're with the federal government or the state government?
I work for the state here in Juneau.
Okay, that's what I thought. I thought it was being set up by a state office. Thank you so much. And is it just Nathan and me on the phone?
I believe so. Do we have any other callers on the line? No, I think that's it for now.
Then I can ask you, I talked to one constituent yesterday and then a person who helps that, she's disabled. And the caseworker was lamenting about late notice of this hearing. Do you know when the notice went out?
Well, the first hearing notice went out the end of July for a meeting we actually had in Anchorage on July 30th.
Yeah, but I believe.
And I believe this meeting notice went out on Friday of last week. And what the reason for the second hearing is because the notice for the first one went out late. We wanted to give people an opportunity to still comment on the plan. And secondly, the plan is due to the federal government September 1st. So we were very limited with being able to schedule a second hearing within the time frame that we needed to be able to review the comments and submit our plan in a timely manner to the feds.
Okay, but this is a hearing, but not an opportunity for people to make comment.
Well, it's a hearing, so if people have public testimony, they can make it at this time, yes.
Okay, but I thought you said if you wanted to make a comment, you had to do it through a separate medium.
If you want to comment on this plan, you could comment today on at the public hearing, or a comment could be mailed to us.
Perfect. Okay.
Here in Juneau.
Yep, I missed that. Thanks.
Yeah, I was stating that I can't comment on the reg change. I can't take comments on the reg change on this call. I can take comments about the LIHEAP plan,
okay.
But not the reg change. And that's because when the notice was sent out regarding the reg change for public comment, there was nothing in there about having a public hearing. And if I take any comments on that today, we have to start the process all over again. So I would encourage people that if they had comments on that, to please send them in to us regarding the reg change. But the actual LIHEAP plan, people can call in today or they can send them into our office. Did I clarify myself?
Yeah, you did. It's complicated just because I don't get a lot of inquiries about this.
I think probably one of the reasons that you're getting some inquiries is that myself and my coworker, the eligibility manager, Debbie James, have actually gone out to meet with vendors and have been explaining the changes that were coming up to them, the ones that we felt were going to be impacted the most, which are going to be the gas heat customers in the Anchorage area and the valley.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And, maybe you can just explain, I mean, sort of how much LIHEAP funding is federal and how much is state?
Actually, all LIHEAP funding is federal. That's the Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program. And the other funding level is actually through the state, and it funds the Alaska Affordable Heating Program. The difference between that being that LIHEAP, the Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program, which is federally funded, is for families up to 150% of the federal poverty income guidelines for Alaska. Alaska has slightly higher income guidelines than the lower 48. The Alaska Affordable Heating Program was created by the legislature in 2008 to serve families 151% to 225%. But we are allowed to take and utilize that funding also to serve LIHEAP clients. LIHEAP, this last year, we saw about $10 million, and we are seeing cuts in that program. We have seen cuts the last several years. We're also seeing some cuts on the state level this year. The legislature cut our funding for the ACAP program by $7 million.
Okay, and Nathan kind of asked this question, but let me ask it a slightly different way. I've got a constituent who's very, very nervous about getting her LIHEAP cut. Well, what is the threat to an individual's LIHEAP funding, you know, over the next, say, well, over this winter?
Okay, if you'll excuse me, Senator French, do you represent the Juneau area?
No, I would represent West Anchorage.
West Anchorage, okay. There, if someone heats with gas, we are aware of the fact that we are going to see households that may not qualify that qualified in the past. And the reason for that is that the gas prices did not increase at the same level that the fuel oil prices increased. And when we reevaluated the community heating points, the gas points actually went down. So if the person, it's really on a case-by-case basis because the factors that we look at to determine our benefits are what community they live in, how they heat their home, which would be our community heating points, the size of their home, there's a dwelling factor that's a multiplier, as well as income is on a sliding scale. So there's a multiplier for that. It's a rather complicated formula, and it's not easy just to say this person's going to qualify and, you know, all these people aren't. We would really need to look at each person's account. But I would say honestly that if somebody had a very low benefit payment last year, we're paying at $150 per point. The minimum that a household needs to qualify is 2 points. So that's a $300 benefit last year. If somebody saw a $300 benefit this past season, chances are they're probably not going to see a benefit this season.
Okay, I appreciate that. That makes it understandable.
Yeah. We have envisioned that there may be up to 700 people out of 16,000 that apply that will not see a benefit.
Okay, thanks a lot. Listen, I appreciate it. I've got to run, but I know Nathan's on the line. And
great.
Michael Johnson from Senator Begich's offices might be calling in. I know he got late notice as well, but he's interested in the subject.
Okay, well, thank you very much for calling in. I appreciate your time.
Absolutely. Yes, ma'am. You have a good day.
Thank you. Is there anybody else?
Yeah, it's Nathan again. I just had a follow-up question. What is the best, I don't know exactly where this constituent contacted Senator French directly. What is the best way for her to find out whether she can expect this assistance or if she's in that unfortunate 700 there? Does she have someone who deals with her directly? Is there a website she can go to?
Not easily, to be honest with you.
Okay.
We don't have caseworkers assigned to specific individuals because it is a seasonal program.
Mm-hmm.
What I would suggest is somebody may want to take and look at a copy of the plan that was out here on the website.
Mm-hmm.
And if you actually go into that plan, it will step you through step by step how we determine a benefit.
Okay.
And she can look at the community heating points that are in the plan. And, he or she could take a look at that and, based upon their calculation, determine whether or not they think that they would qualify.
Okay.
And if it's somebody who has a language or a reading barrier or something along that line, they could give our offices a call. I just hesitate to offer that to the general public because we don't have the staff on board right now. To handle 16,000 telephone calls rolling into our office.
Yeah.
So I would say basically if someone received a fairly low benefit last year, they are the people who might want to take a look and see whether or not they're going to qualify this year.
Okay. And forgive me, what's your website again?
www.heatinghelp.com. .alaska.gov. There is no at sign in there. It's all dots. So www.heatinghelpaltogether.alaska.gov.
Okay. All right. Well, that's certainly helpful. Yeah. I mean, I don't know where she is in the process, what her community heating points are, so I'll certainly follow up with her. She probably As you point out, you were contacting vendors, and she probably knew about the sequester and was concerned, and I can see where she is.
Yeah, I think what happened, when I was getting a lot of phone calls yesterday, I think what happened is some of the vendors took the notice and mailed it to various different constituents they have, who then mailed it out to individuals, because I actually had somebody who called yesterday who wanted to know if they were going to get an application because they got this thing in the mail that they'd never gotten before.
Mm.
And they explained to me that they had gotten it from one of their senior centers that had mailed it to them. So I think that people were trying to get the word out to individuals.
Okay. Okay. See
that. And Nathan, if you find out who that person is and you want to call me, I would be more than happy to look into that for you.
Okay. I will certainly do that if that person wants to go that route.
Yeah, I most definitely want to help as many people as we can, plan for this with the understanding that right now we don't have the manpower to man hundreds of telephone calls rolling into us.
Right.
Our folks actually start to come back after Labor Day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And our applications are being pre-mailed any day now to elders and disabled. And then we'll follow up with anyone else who had applied last year. And then October 1st, the program will open to the general public.
Okay. And when is there a due date for applications?
The last day that we accept applications is April 30th.
Okay.
And it doesn't matter whether somebody applies October 1st or April 30th, whatever is their benefit is their benefit. So We don't prorate it based upon the time of year that they apply. It's their benefit regardless.
Okay. So you're saying if someone applies in December, they would you get your yearly benefit no matter when you apply? I'm sorry, is that what you're trying to say?
Correct, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So if somebody, say, applied in April and they've been paying their bills all winter and they waited till the last minute, we generally, in 90% of the cases, send the payment directly to the vendor. So it would be a credit on their bill that would be there waiting for them for the next season or whenever they filled up next.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, credit. Okay. Well, that covers it for now. I think for me, I'll be sure to get back in touch with you if there's follow-up here. What's a good line I can reach you at?
465-3099.
3099. Okay, great.
Correct. Yep. Thank you, Nathan. Thanks for all your questions. I appreciate them.
Of course. Thanks for your help. I also appreciate it.
And do we have any other callers on the line?
Yeah, you have Sky from Access.
Hi, Sky. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you, hon?
I'm doing good.
Okay, so can I go over some numbers with you, please?
Sure.
The Alaska heating program, the one that you said that you had used as a second pot of money before.
Correct.
You said that was a $7 million cut.
Correct.
That program, what does that leave us with?
We still have $13
million. $13 million.
Yeah. And to be honest with you, I think we're going to be okay.
Okay. And then on LIHEAP, you said that if I'm understanding, last year's budget would be 2012?
Nope. Last year's budget would be 2013. So actually, because the state is in a 2014 budget now, so yeah, 2013, federal year, 2013.
And you said that was $10 million?
I believe it was $10 million, just a little over $10 million, yes.
Okay, so what are we looking at it for to be this year? Do we know?
We don't know yet. As I was explaining earlier, that's okay. The Senate has proposed one number. The President has proposed another. And the House has not come in with a budget yet. This is on the federal level. So basically the way this works is all three come in with a budget, and then they all talk and come up with a final number. And we're not there yet.
Got it. And then on how they qualify, okay, so you said what community they live in.
Correct.
How do they heat? And if they heat independently with gas, they may not qualify. And that the size of the home and then the income.
Correct. And then the last component of that is, which I did not share earlier, is if there is an elder, meaning a person 60 or older, a young child under the age of 6, or disabled person in the household, they will get one additional point. They don't get one for each category. Just if they meet any one or more of those categories, they get one additional point. So.
Okay, and then if they so it's an elder 60 and over,
mm-hmm.
child 6 below, or disabled.
Correct. And on the child that's below the age of 6, so if they're 6 years old, they don't qualify. If they're 5 years and 364 days, and we base it upon the date that they complete their application.
If the child is disabled?
If the child is disabled, then of course they would get the point, yes.
Does the child need to be registered with their heat vendor prior to their application?
The child, in most cases, are not on heat vendor accounts. It's usually adults.
Right.
So the child would not have to be registered, no, with a heat vendor. Did I misunderstand that question?
Well, no. It's in other states and actually out here in the Valley, we can notify MEA in particular if there's a child in the house that requires electric for medical needs.
Okay.
And so they're registered with the account.
I understand what you're saying. No, in order to qualify for the disability, the person would be receiving SSI.
Okay, say that again.
if in order to qualify as a disability, they would have to be receiving SSI.
Okay. Okay.
For instance, we have some individuals who consider themselves handicapped, but the program doesn't because they're not receiving SSI. They may be going to work every day and working, and so our system wouldn't necessarily recognize them unless they were working and getting SSI, which I'm not up on all the rules, but I believe you can make so much money when you're receiving SSI.
That's right.
So in that case, you know, it wouldn't be held against them.
Got it.
But we would say, okay, they're getting SSI, so we would consider them disabled. We had to come up with a cutoff, basically, or a definition, and the definition that the state uses is if they're receiving.
So if they're in the process and they have a verification of disability from a physician and they're in the process but don't have the certification from Social Security, then they are not going to be able to get that point.
Yes. Correct. You are correct.
Okay. All right. And then you said that, and as I jumped on the call, I was taking notes, so I just want to make sure I didn't get them wrong.
Sure.
That you were pre-mailing to seniors and disabled?
Correct.
I'm assuming these are the ones from last year.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes, and normally we've mailed them out by now, but we had a communication glitch with our publisher. And it held things up, but when I spoke to them on Friday, they were printing and they were getting ready to start mailing some out. So
we as advocates should start looking for those to help folks fill them out.
Correct.
And then after that, the next group that would go out would be past users.
Correct.
And then
actually,
everyone
the next,
else?
Actually, let me change that. The next group that would be going out would be previous users or previous clients that have families with young children,
okay,
which is the next vulnerable population. And then the third mailing that goes out would be everyone else who had applied previously.
Okay.
That didn't fit one of the other criteria.
All right. And then everyone else from last year. And then new applications?
We opened that up October 1st.
We're getting close there.
We are. We're not that far away, about 6 weeks.
I know. My birthday is in October. That's why I always use my birthday as the, hey, hating assistance time. Happy birthday to me.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, let me ask a question that was asked to me, and I said you were the person to ask.
Okay.
Will there be, in the past, consideration has been given, besides the application going out sooner, in the past, consideration has been given to those who have received the benefit before. So if it came down to, we're starting to run out of money, these two people apply. One is a new consumer, and the other one is a consumer from the year before. Will the consideration be given to the consumer from the year before? Or is it just whoever got their application in first?
In your scenario, it would be whoever got their application in first. What we do is applications come into our office, and they are registered and assigned a case number. And those applications and all other backup support material go into a file folder with the case number on it. And then they're put into a file drawer by date that we receive them. And so when we actually work our cases, we grab the first date that's in the file drawer, and we continue to work from there. People who are elderly and disabled are given preference in two ways. One, they are pre-mailed their applications earlier. Secondly, when we go in to work an application in the drawer, say, for instance, we're working applications that were mailed in on November 13th, we will go in and we will pull all the file folders that have green dots on them first. And what that is if a person applies who has an elder or disabled in the house, on the file folder label, we put a green dot so that we can recognize that folder as such. And they are even given preference in that day as we're working that date and that day order. But honestly, it is a first-come, kind of first-served program, so I would encourage people to apply early.
So is it elderly, disabled, and children on the green dots?
Nope, just elders and disabled. Young children don't get the green dots.
No green dots for kids.
Honestly, we've crunched a lot of numbers, and we think unless we see a huge increase in applications this year, we anticipate that we will be able to serve everybody.
What kind of notice will we get if it seems that you guys are going to be running out of money?
Well, anyone that's on our social agency list, if you've gotten the notice for this hearing, you would be on that list.
Right.
We would do a mailing to everybody and let them know what the status is. I would assume that if it got to that point, we haven't had to get to that point. I would probably be working with our communications liaison to get the word out to the media as well. But let me once again say that I don't anticipate that we're going to run out of money. I think we're going to be okay. I really do.
Okay.
Of course, that's all, you know, looking at what we're anticipating coming in. If we see, like I said, if we see a huge, huge increase, then that may change things. But at some point in time, if we think that's going to be the issue, we can always go back to the legislature and explain the situation and see if there's any additional funding that can be secured. So we do everything in our power to make sure that we are able to serve the people who apply.
Okay.
Thank you, Sky.
You're welcome.
Are there any other callers on the line that would like to comment or testify? Okay. Oh, I'll just wait.
Susan, hi, it's Nathan again.
Hi, Nathan.
Sorry, I missed a little bit about it, but I overheard something about if you're on SSI, is that an additional point you get?
Right, and I, Nathan, when I explained the formula to you, I was apologizing for not adding that. If an applicant household has a person who's 60 years of age or older,
mm-hmm.
or a disabled person, and that's where the SSI came in, or a child under the age of 6,
mm-hmm.
then what we do is we give them an extra point at the end of the calculation.
Okay.
They don't get 1 point for each category. They only get a total of 1. So if you had an elderly person that also had a baby living in the household, they would not get 2 points. They would get 1 additional point. But they do get an additional point, which is equal to $150 extra.
Okay. Understood.
And that's because they are our vulnerable population as identified by the federal government.
Right, right. And our concerned constituent, I think she is on disability. I presume that to mean SSI, so she probably will be eligible for that extra point.
Well, now, I'm sorry, it's Sky again. Are you only going to be using SSI or SSDI?
No, we would take SSDI as well.
Okay.
Anything that's official, that's from a program, so like even adult public assistance, APA.
Okay.
I believe you have to be disabled to be on that. So
you have to be pending a disability determination by Social Security. That's why I had asked if they were in the process.
Right.
That'd be good enough.
No, and unfortunately, you know, until there's actually a decision made, we can't give them that extra point.
Could you do me a favor then, because I know you have my email address. Would it be possible for you to confirm if they're getting adult public assistance pending a Social Security claim, if that is an extra point or not?
Sure, I can do that and email you the answer.
That would be great. Thank you.
No worries.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your help, Susan. That's all for me, Nathan, and I'll certainly be in touch if I have any more follow-up questions.
Okay, Nathan. Thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you. Take care.
All right. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Susan Marshall with the Heating Assistance Program. Do we have any callers on the line who would like to comment or testify on the LIHEAP Block Grant plan?
Access is still here. We're just waiting.
Okay. Thank you, Sky.
You're welcome. Hi, this is Sky Bennett at Access.
Hi, Sky.
Hey, I have a question. I have Camille Putnam, our office manager here from the Matsu office, and we had a question on the point.
Okay.
I was explaining my notes. I might not have been a very good note taker. As I have it now, you said that gas was 2 points, and if somebody had gotten it in the past with the gas being 2 points, that they may not qualify. What points do they receive if they heat with electric?
Okay, first of all, gas is not at 2 points. Gas is going to be at 3 points this year.
Okay.
And what I was saying with the 2 points is that when all is said and done, when we do the calculation and apply all the multiplying factors, they have to have a minimum of 2 points to qualify for the program. And so how that fit in is I was using 2 points as an example so that if 2 points translates into $300. So if somebody saw a benefit of $300 last year, they might be people who we might have to worry about whether or not they're actually going to be qualifying for the program.
Okay.
Okay. And electric, give me one moment, and I'm going to look that up for you. We pay electric at the same price that we do for oil.
Okay.
And that will be, one moment, please. And you're looking at Wasilla per
Matsu
per,
Valley.
Okay.
You can use Wasilla as an example.
Okay. Wasilla has will have 7 points for oil or electric or propane, and it's 3 points for natural gas.
Okay. And then would it be possible for you to email, when you email that other question that I, the answer to the other question that I have, a breakdown for the Matsu Valley city by city of what the points are?
That's in the plan. Do you have the plan?
I pulled it up, yes. So then,
yeah, it's at the very end of the plan are the community heating points.
Absolutely then. Great. I will look at it again.
Yep.
I skipped over the number.
I want to say I think it's Appendix A or Appendix B in the plan.
Yes.
But the points are there, and then also within the plan, it talks about how they're actually calculated.
Got it.
So,
okay.
Do you have any further clarification that you need on what I was explaining about the 2-point minimum?
No, I think that Camille,
that clarified it. Thank you.
That clarified it.
Okay, great.
Did you guys fall asleep?
Nope, I'm here. Is that Sky?
Yeah, it's Sky. Camille just left my office, but I figured I'd tease you a little bit and fallen asleep over there.
No, I'm just trying to be really quiet so that I'm not doing some other kind of miscellaneous stuff here that's taking up all kinds of, making all kinds of noise on the phone.
So you're not the only one doing three things at once.
Yeah.
I feel better now.
There you go. Did you get my email yesterday, Sky?
I did.
Okay, good.
Very helpful, thank you.
You're welcome.
And I plan on going through it with a finer tooth comb, apparently, than what I did yesterday.
Yeah.
And
and if you have any other questions after you've taken a look at all of that, you know, feel free to give me a call. I love explaining the program and the ins and outs and talking about ways that we can maybe do things differently, so.
Yeah, and I did find page 25 through the appendix for the points.
Good.
So I'm going to go through and highlight our area so that we have them on hand. So. And now.
How many clients do you have in the Valley that use your service on a fairly regular basis?
Well, because of the BHAT program, it changes on a daily basis.
Okay.
If we use the BHAT as a guide, we helped 1,000 people. That's not 1,000 households. That's 1,000 people with a makeup of anywhere from 2 to 4 or more people in the household, given with children as well.
Got it.
Access Alaska did 250 of that 1,000 people. I believe that's the number that I was given by our head of BHAP.
Mm-hmm.
And that's 7 agencies for last year. This year we have 8 agencies. So we have 8 partner agencies that we work in together. It's quite a bit. We have quite a few more that call and need assistance with different things, not just the heating assistance and bills, but yeah, it's a large number.
Okay. I was just trying to get a general feel.
Yeah. And it's interesting because sometimes when I'm not sure of the number, it's funny, MEA or NSTAR can give me, because they can tell me how many people they referred to us. So we work very closely with them.
Got it.
Yeah. But we're seeing a lot of new users in the last, I've been here since right after Memorial Day, and so we're seeing a lot of new users.
I'm hearing that from other people, too.
Uh-huh. A lot of new users.
Well, I guess it's a good thing, bad thing. Good thing that Access Alaska exists, and a bad thing that there's so many people who need your services.
Yeah. Yep.
I know I refer people to Access Alaska if I'm talking to somebody on the phone. I think that you guys could help them out. So.
Yay, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
We like new referral sources.
Well, you know, really what it's all about is we're all out here to help our fellow residents make it through each day. And if we can all work together and you know, kind of help each other out and point people in the right direction or whatever might be required, then we're not really doing our job because,
yeah,
you know, we're supposed to be out there helping folks.
And I know sometimes, you know, it gets easy to get sucked into, when a consumer says, oh, they won't help me, and you have to continuously explain, okay, well, the rules changed or there's less money, and they don't want to hear that because what they hear is my situation, my hair is on fire and I need help right now. So this kind of a meeting is actually kind of important so that we can get the necessary information to explain to them what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
So I thank you for having it.
Oh, you're welcome. I want feedback. I actually want to hear what other people have to say. I, you know, this is the way that, that we learn about the program is to hear from others because, you know, if you're not, I'm not out there on the front line every day. And sometimes people forget that when they're not out there on the front line, it, it helps to be speaking to the people who are.
Right. Yeah, I feel like I need a helmet and a black jacket some days, so this kind of a meeting helps. And it was nice to have the members of the legislature call in this morning and ask questions.
Yes, that was nice.
I was glad to hear that.
I'd had another legislator who had called me last week with some questions, just not, they weren't on the call today, but, you know, it, there is definitely an interest. I think people are concerned and they're talking to the legislators and it's nice for me to hear them interested in, you know, what's going on with the program.
Yeah, because it's going to be a, this is going to be a marathon, not a sprint.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
And while the lower 48 is just now coming out of it, we're just coming into it, so.
Yeah.
Being from the lower 48, I guess I didn't understand that so much as I did like these last 2 years. Everybody was like, oh yeah, whatever happens in the lower 48, it takes us about 3 or 4 years for it to catch up to us. And I didn't get that until like this past 2 years. So
yeah, we're at, like everything else, we're unique. We're on our own schedule. We do things our own way up here.
Yeah. Yeah, what I have to explain today, I get my most frequently asked question on my Facebook is, what time is it?
That's cool. Well, let me just do a check-in here and see if we have any other callers on the line who would like to testify or comment on the Low-Income Home Energy Assistance LIHEAP Block Grant Plan. This is a public hearing to take comments and suggestions. Testimony. Okay, great. Sky, I didn't mean to cut you off. I just wanted to. This is being recorded, and I wanted to make sure we brought the focus back to the hearing.
Yep, you're just doing your job.
Hello, is that a new caller on the line? Okay. Good morning. Do we have any other callers that would like to testify on the LIHEAP LUC grant plan? This is Susan Marshall, the Heating Assistance Program Coordinator for the State of Alaska. If there are no other callers on the line, then this will conclude our public hearing for the LIHEAP Block Grant Plan for the upcoming winter season. Are there any other callers that would like to make any final testimony or comments before we close this call? Okay, well, thank you to those of you who attended and who made your comments. And everybody, please have a lovely day.
Have a good day.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.